Okay, so if we're interested in change, one of the things that would be a very smart move is to create optimal conditions for change. Because sometimes it's easier than others. So as a result of some of my own modeling work, I can tell you that one of the really striking things that I've noticed about change that's comparatively easy, that's effective, and that lasts, is that enthusiasm makes a huge difference. So, enthusiasm, that's part of change. Imagine trying to make a change that you weren't very enthusiastic about. I'll try again. You know, it's just so, oh, please, don't bother. So what is it about enthusiasm? And indeed, what is enthusiasm? I think enthusiasm is really important because it combines a number of elements. And the way I think about enthusiasm is it's a combination of interest plus motivation plus something else. Joie de vivre. That is to say, a joy in living. There's something else there. There's some oomph. You could have interest and motivation, but that doesn't necessarily give you the oomph, does it? And enthusiasm is just a natural consequence of motivation, engagement, and this other magic ingredient, congruence. So enthusiasm, a natural consequence of motivation, engagement, and congruence. Because when you're all of a piece and you want to do something, you kind of get moving on it. It's when you're not all of a piece that somehow you get stuck. Time drags. It seems to take forever to make something happen, that sort of thing. So, okay, if that's what enthusiasm is about, and if that's what it does for you, then it's going to be important to know what enables you to feel enthusiastic. And indeed, what stops you feeling enthusiastic? What gets in the way of enthusiasm? Sometimes people, they used to be enthusiastic about something, and now it just doesn't do it for them any longer. And they may feel that, well, too bad, because they just got to keep doing it. And they sort of ignore that internal experience that is a change, a loss of enthusiasm. I think that is very foolish. I think it's misguided, because loss of enthusiasm is feedback. It's basically telling us that something needs to change. It doesn't mean that necessarily everything's got to change, but something's got to change, because the joy has gone out of it. Ever felt that? Ever heard that expression? Well, if the joy's gone out of it, the enthusiasm's gone out of it. And that's going to make it much more gray. Get enough of that in your life, and it's just one gray thing after another. Not so good. Now, there can be various things that get in the way of enthusiasm, in addition to that kind of loss of enthusiasm. And I think recognizing the kind of things that can be impediments to enthusiasm is really useful, because they're the things that you would want to avoid, or at least deal with, if you're going to bring about effective change. And that's true for you personally, but it would also be true organizationally. So if we were to do kind of a quick stock take on the sort of blocks to enthusiasm, there are many, but I think some are particularly important and particularly prevalent. One of the primary things that will dampen most people's enthusiasm is sheer fear. You're too scared to do it, too scared to contemplate the change. But it doesn't have to be just fear. Imagine if you are exhausted. Are you really at your most enthusiastic? Your internal state does not support what you may be wanting to achieve. You know it's a good idea, but that's about all it is. Being internally conflicted, where, I want to do it, but part of me does, part of me doesn't, This too will temper enthusiasm pretty severely. It's also very hard to get enthusiastic if you don't feel that you've got a sense of direction. How could you feel enthusiastic about going somewhere that's nowhere in particular? Comparatively difficult. If you spend your entire life being super goal-focused, then yes, that could be a wonderful idea. But it would be an idea that wouldn't appeal for too long. That's been my experience of people who, you know, want a break. They don't usually want a break for too long. And that can show up in lots of forms. I know I had a curious experience last summer where we had a magazine come through the mail which had what was supposed to be an absolutely enticing title. And it was, you know, fabulous, I expect, Bora Bora Beach, or the obligatory White Sands and so forth. Not a soul in sight. And the name of this magazine, fabulous colour photographs, was Endless Vacation. I mean, can you imagine? Endless Vacation. Give me a break, but not that much of one. So, something else that can be a very severe block to being able to be enthusiastic is just feeling scattered. There's, you know, you're all over the shop. There's so many things demanding your time and attention. Or there may not be so many things. There may just be one huge thing. You can feel overwhelmed. That will also stop you being able to have that enthusiasm bubbling up. And one of the things about enthusiasm is it's a kinesthetic experience. It bubbles up, doesn't it? So, it bubbles up. Now, if we were going to think about enthusiasm as a natural aid to effective change, we'd need to know how you do enthusiasm and what goes with it for you. And we can find some ways of coming at that that are really quite simple, but very informative. Sometimes when I'm working with people, I'll explore the areas of enthusiasm that come up when you talk about the subject, like what it is that they're enthusiastic about. The actual state, like what does enthusiasm feel like to you? Models that they have, who are your models of enthusiasm? And the results. What has enthusiasm delivered? Or what has it done for you in your life? Now, those are very significant areas to consider, because you're not going to be enthusiastic about just anything. There are certain things that really do it for you. Sometimes it's extremely informative to start, you know, gathering those together and notice, well, what have they all got in common? You can learn a lot about where you want to go. And you can learn a lot about where you want to go in life when you notice what you're really enthusiastic about. That, of course, becomes very significant when looking at questions of life purpose and what is meaningful to you. The actual state that you experience when feeling enthusiastic, what's that like? You know, does it bubble up? Does it go on? Does it rise and fall, or what? That's worth knowing, because you can check, well, how enthusiastic do I really feel about this? Do I really feel about this? And some things you're going to be more enthusiastic about than others. Again, it's going to be really useful for you to be able to calibrate to your own internal experience. It makes change much easier if you really are on track and you want it. Who are your models for enthusiasm? If you can't think of any, it may just be because, you know, in this moment you can't, but it may also be because that's something you never really thought about. Be a very smart move. Be a smart move to start looking around. Who does enthusiasm really well? And who does it in a way that suits for you? and the results of enthusiasm. What has enthusiasm done for you in your life? I once worked with somebody, when I asked him that question, he said, it's got me into a lot of trouble, actually. Now, if that were true for you, it would be important to know that you've got that running. It's like if you're forever making sure that you dampen down enthusiasm because you don't want any more hassles, then you're probably making change harder. And it may be unnecessary because enthusiasm doesn't mean you get totally carried away. You know, that's not enthusiasm, that's getting totally carried away. So there may be some distinctions to make here. So please, take a moment. Just consider these four variables. The kind of things, the subjects, the kind of things you've got enthusiastic about, the state that you experience that is enthusiasm, the role models you have of how to do enthusiasm, and the results that you have got from being enthusiastic.